Praise God, I'm glad there is a place, amen. We don't have to be afraid. Morning, man.
Like Brother Ed is always saying, when we leave here, we got someplace to go.
That's right, brother. Praise God.
When I get where I'm going.
Amen. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord.
When I get where I'm going.
Thank you, Brother Jerry.
On the far side of the sky.
Woo!
The first thing that I'm gonna do is spread my wings and fly.
Hallelujah.
I'm gonna land beside a lion and run my fingers through his mane.
Amen.
Or I might find out what it's like to ride a drop of rain.
Bless him, Lord.
Yeah, when I get where I'm going, there'll be only happy tears.
Amen.
I will shed the sins and struggles I have carried.
Won't that be good?
I'll leave my heart wide open.
Thank you.
I will love and have no fear.
That's right.
Yeah, when I get where I'm going.
Woo!
Don't cry for me down here.
Glory to God. Bless you, brother Jim.
I'm gonna walk with my granddaddy.
Amen.
And he'll match me step for step.
That's right.
And I'll tell him how I missed it every minute since he left.
Yeah.
And then I'll hug his neck. Yeah, when I get where I'm going.
Woo!
There'll be only happy tears.
That's right.
I have carried all the years.
That's right.
And I'll leave my heart wide open.
Woo!
I will love and have no fear.
Woo!
Yeah, when I get where I'm going.
Amen.
Don't cry for me down here.
Amen.
There's so much pain and so much darkness.
Sure.
In this world we stumble through. All these questions I can't answer. And so much work to do. But when I get where I'm going.
Glory to God.
And I see my sticker's face.
Woo!
I'll stand forever in the light of his amazing face.
I know we're one day closer.
Amen.
Getting home.
Oh, he does. Joy.
And I am going to get to where I'm going.
That's right.
That's right.
I've sung this song here before, but this is my testimony.
All right.
When he touched me.
Yeah. Amen, Sister Sharon. You see, we all need to learn how to praise God.
Amen.
That's all we're going to do, I guess, when we get there. It'll take eternity just to thank him for all he's done for us.
Yeah. Y'all just pray for my sister that's fixing to have surgery next Thursday. I'm going to be out a couple weeks going over there, helping take care of her.
He'll
just
be all
give
right.
Me strength. That usually every time I went over there, I failed, but I've been really nervous about it and hoping that Snoopy and her dog will get along together, so... Y'all just pray for me and pray for her, too, that
amen.
She'll make it okay.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
And now I am no longer the same.
He did good. Hallelujah.
He touched me.
Yes.
Oh, he touched me.
He'll do it.
And oh, what joy,
yeah,
that floods my soul.
Woo!
Something happens, and now I know,
yeah,
he touched me and made me whole.
Amen.
Since I met this blessed Savior,
thank you, sir.
Since he cleansed and made me whole.
That's right.
That's right.
I'll shout it while eternity rolls.
Glory.
He touched me.
Yes.
Right.
Oh, he touched me.
Hallelujah.
And oh, the joy that floods my soul.
Amen.
Something,
yeah,
happens, and now I know he touched me.
Amen.
And made me whole.
He'll do it.
Something happens, and now I know,
woo,
he touched me.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Everything goes better with Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Good job, man. Sister Sharon, good job. Good song. Amen.
Amen.
All right, do one now.
All Mitchell, right.
Promised you a couple weeks ago.
Amen.
Bless him, Lord.
Peace in the valley.
Thank God. Plenty of valleys.
Glad to be back up here. I ain't seen in a few weeks.
Amen. Bless you.
I like that. Will be peace in the valley.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Not wonder, but it will be.
That's for sure.
I ain't know why I don't have one of them.
<That's right.
laughs> Smart enough to have a smartphone.
I got one, but I don't know everything on it.
Sorry about that. All right, here we go.
Last I'm loving about. Blessing Jesus.
Amen. Blessing Jesus.
Pastor said we sing by the letter. Everybody let her go. That's about all I can do. I do let her go every now and then. Hallelujah. I hope everybody had a good Christmas.
Yes.
This is the last Sunday we'll have this year.
Right.
Brace yourself for 2022. I don't know how we made it through this year. And I'm telling you what, I've seen things I never thought I'd ever see. I'm hearing things I thought I'd never hear in America, that is. And I'm wondering what we're going to see in here next year, if you know what I mean.
Amen.
I'm glad God's still on the throne.
Amen.
I'm glad He changes not. I'm glad, praise God, His mercies are new every morning. And I'm glad, praise God, one day I'm going to get where I'm going. Amen.
Right.
Well, I'm enjoying the singing. Thank y'all for all the things, the cards, the gifts. Man, I tell you what, I wish I could say I deserved any of it. But thank y'all for all y'all done for us. I'm so thankful to be y'all's pastor.
Amen.
This is probably the best church for a pastor or from a pastor I've ever been in my life.
Amen.
I've never been so appreciated. I've never been so prayed over.
Amen.
And I want you to know the blessing's mine to be your pastor. Thank y'all for all y'all do for us.
Amen.
Thank you for putting up with us. I wished I was a better preacher. I'd do better, but I'm doing the best I can. Keep praying for me. Maybe we'll grow one day in number and in wisdom too. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But praise God, we've just about finished out another year in the Lord. We're going to take our text out of Isaiah chapter 9. Now I'm going to read two verses, but I'm only going to preach on just part of one verse. Now I knew all week long I was going to preach on this, just didn't know how I was going to preach on this. But the Lord loaded my wagon down this morning. I felt pretty good this morning. I felt terrible all this week. I fell out there in the barn Wednesday night. My age, you don't need to fall. But I did. And I limped up there at the house, act like it wasn't nothing, but it knocked some bark off the back of my head. I still got a knot right there. Put a little cut on the side of my head. Still got a scab lid a little bit. Scared my foot up. But I just thought, you know, I could still take a lick and keep on ticking. But I'll tell you what, that next morning I realized I'd actually hurt myself. All the numbness gone. The adrenaline done kind of calmed down. Yesterday I couldn't even put my socks on. Couldn't walk. Couldn't nothing. And the Lord intervened, and I thank Him not only for intervening in the physical aspect of Eddie Wade, but He also intervened in the spiritual aspect of Eddie Wade. Now I'm going to give you today what He gave me, and I'll tell you what, it blessed me just seeing what God brought out of this two verses to me. And Isaiah chapter 9, we'll read verse 6 and 7, but I'm only going to preach today a part out of verse number 6. Now next Sunday we'll preach another part out of this scripture, maybe even a third part, but I know for sure we're going to preach two parts out of this. But the Bible says in Isaiah chapter 9, verse number 6, "For unto us," that's you and me, "a child is born," and thank God He was, "unto us," that's you and me, "a son is given, and the government shall be upon His shoulder, and His name shall be called Wonderful," and He is, "Counselor," and He is, "the Mighty God," and He is, "the Everlasting Father," the Prince of Peace, and He is, "of the increase of His government and peace," like Brother Danny just saying right there. There's peace in our valley thanks to this child, this son, "of the increase of His government and peace, there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David, upon His kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this." Now, we're going to preach the first part of verse number 6. I'm preaching today on the great giver, and we'll go to God in prayer. You pray with us. Father, we thank You for this last service of this year 2021. Yes. We thank You, Father, for not only saving us, Lord, but we thank You, Lord, for counting us faithful, putting us in the ministry, and we thank You, Lord, for putting us to be the pastor, Lord, of this little country church. What a blessing, Lord, it is to be here, Lord.
Yes.
Just to see Your children, Lord, that love You, Lord, that want to worship You, Lord, in spirit and truth. Lord, just to see, Lord, Your blessing upon them is a blessing, Lord, to me. And I pray, Father God, today You'll help us in this message. Sister Sharon requested prayer for her sister. She said she's going to have surgery, and we do pray for her. And I pray for Sharon. Lord, I pray for Snoopy and her dog get along. But Sharon says she always hurts herself or falls. And Lord, we already know what that's like. We don't want that. I pray for Sharon. And I pray, Father, Lord, for others, Lord, that have been mentioned to us. Lord, we miss Denny and Sue. Pray, Lord God, they get better. And Lord, we miss all, Lord, it's not here. I don't know all the circumstances, but I know the holidays, Father, have caused, Lord, a lot of people not to be here. We pray for Brother Ed. I know he's up there, Lord, with his son. And pray you bless our brother and bless his family. Lord, we dismiss, Lord, a lot of people here this morning. We pray for them, God. Maybe they're watching online. And I pray you bless them, Lord, just like if they's here. But Father, we pray for those that are here. Help us, Lord, I pray, to be able to hear from the Word of God today. Lord, not only blessings, Lord, but God promises, Lord, and things, Lord, that God pertain to us being in the family of God. And we'll thank you and praise you for all you do. Ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The great giver.
Yes.
You know, when you read that there, it says there in the very first part, unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. Reminds me of John 3:16. Says, for God so loved the world.
Amen.
That he gave his only begotten son, Brother Eric, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish. And I did believe in him. I'm confident God's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all I've asked or think. But not perish, but have everlasting life. You know, I know one day, I think his brother Eric's son in his arms. One day I know this old boy's going to fall down.
Amen.
I mean, I'm just like the grass that withers, the flower that fades. Y'all can tell I'm fading pretty good. I live around here.
Amen.
I know one day I'll feel my days.
Amen.
I know one day I'll graduate this life as we know it. But praise God, I'm going to get where I'm going, Brother Jerry.
Amen.
Get set a foot over there. I ain't never set a foot over there yet. I'm looking forward to it, amen.
Amen.
But if that son hadn't been given, that son hadn't been born, I'd never had that promise.
Right.
Now that I got that promise, I'm looking forward to setting that foot. The little soul is born.
Amen.
Sharon, I'm looking forward to setting that foot down over there.
Amen.
Man, I'm looking forward to kicking up a little gold dust. You know what I mean?
Amen.
Hallelujah. God, the great giver, gave his son, Terry.
Yes, he
gave his son because there wasn't no other way.
Right.
Man don't understand. They can't even explain the virgin birth. They're going with science, Eric.
Mm-hmm.
They can't understand the things of God. They try to figure. These things can't be figured out. Brother Mitchell, things of God, they're past finding out. It ain't like you go to school.
Come on now.
You know, there's some guy I do spend a lot of time on the internet slinging mud. I shouldn't do it, Brother. But this guy on there, he was kind of criticizing the birth of Christ. He said, who would believe that? And I put a little post on there for him, Jerry. I said, you had to go to school for a long time to be that stupid, bud. All God asked you to do was believe. He'll take it from there. Amen? But you know, when people struggle to believe, they miss out on the things that God wants to give them.
Right.
Now, I don't know about you, sir, but I want all the things God wants to give.
Right.
Man, I'm thankful for everything He gave them. But unto us, He's promised exceeding great and precious promises. I want them all.
Amen.
Man, I'll tell you, I'm thankful for whatever I give. I want all I give. Get all I want, amen. And God wants to give heaven to people, but they want to try to find some other way to get there. Have y'all noticed all this interest in outer space? Don't be so naive. Man's trying to figure out a way to heaven apart from God. Even if he could get up there somehow, simply be thrown out as a thief and a robber. I mean, that new and living way was made by Jesus at Calvary. When that veil, that temple was rent from twain from the top to the bottom, the way was made, that new and living way, that whosoever could or whosoever wanted to go to heaven could come to Jesus and call upon him, ask for forgiveness, and receive not his forgiveness, but eternal life. And salvation,
yeah.
And be born in the family of God. Hey, I don't want to miss a thing. Amen.
Amen.
God, the great giver.
Yes, He is.
Amen.
Man, He wants to give, Eric.
Yes, sir.
He's not trying to hold out. Anybody wants to go to heaven? Hey, 1-800-GOD. Hey, I want to go to heaven. I don't care what you know. I don't care who you are. Hey, He'll make a way for you. Amen.
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 I'm trying to tell Carolyn to sing that song. Though millions have come, there's still room for one. There's room at the cross for you. He who made everything loves you. He wants you to come live with him. Now, Brother Mitchell's got a sister, and I love her, Bessie. She's a handful. But she's looking for somewhere to live. Now, down here, we might not have nothing. But up there, we got everything. I mean, buddy, we're not going to be in want up there. We might be in want down here. But I'll tell you what, if you are in want down here, God is there for you, amen. He'll help you if you'll let him, amen.
Right.
Listen, I'm going somewhere this message. I don't know where all this came from. This ain't got a flame to where I put you on. But listen, God loves you. He made a way where there was no way. And man so ungodly, so far from God, that man wants to somehow, apart from God, make it to heaven. That's impossible. But man don't want to accept the impossibility of that. And somehow through science, somehow through spacecraft, somehow through spacesuits, man wants to somehow make it to heaven without God. You might well say amen right there at this point. Now I want you to listen to this message. God, the great giver, He not only gave us life, but He gave us somewhere to live it. Can you imagine having life and not having nowhere to live it? Isaiah 45, I believe it's verse 18. That God formed the earth and He formed it to be inhabited. It wasn't just a mud ball. There wasn't no big bang. It didn't just happen, Sister Joanne. God formed the earth.
That's right. Amen.
And He formed it to be inhabited.
Right.
Now man's got somewhere to live, but Brother Dan ain't no man to live yet. So God reached down, took a handful of that dirt, according to Genesis chapter 2, He formed a man.
Right.
Then He breathed into his nostrils breath of life, and man became a living soul.
That's right.
Now in this message today, I want you to know God didn't just give life, but He gave you somewhere to live that life.
Right.
That's right.
Now, Carol, some people, they want nothing to do with God.
No, they don't.
So God gave them a place to live. It's called hell. They don't want nothing to do with God. They want to live a life apart from God.
Right.
I can't imagine anyone having a mind like that where God so loves them, where God so wants to help them, when God is there for them, much He is for me, Brother Jerry, but they just want nothing to do with God. They don't like to attain God in their knowledge. They want to live sophisticated, selfish lives. And somehow, Sister Joanne, instead of them enjoying the things of God, the things of this life, they try to live lives apart from God. And they get the praise of men, Brother Jerry.
Amen.
Some of them become famous. Some of them become rich.
That's right.
I'm richer than all of them, Brother Harry.
That's right.
Man, when they see where I get, where I'm going, when they see where I'm going, they're going to say, boy, I wish I'd been like Eddie Wade. I wish I'd made that good choice. Amen.
Amen. That's right.
But they just don't want nothing to do with God, Carol.
That's right.
God's got a place for them to live.
Yeah.
That's right.
He does.
Boy, I don't want to spend a minute without God.
No.
That's right.
Even when I was lost, Brother Danny, I wasn't without God.
Right.
He was constantly coming by saying, can we be friends?
Amen.
I just didn't know him, Bonnie, like I do now. We've gotten in touch. You know, next year, I will have lived half my life for the Lord.
Amen.
Half my life for God. Half my life for God. Amen. Next year, I'll balance the books. I was 34 years old, Sybil, when I got saved. And Phyllis, next year, I'll be saved 34 years.
That's right.
Do the math on that. Half my life I wasted in riotous living, like a lot of people that I see, you know, them big movie stars, them big fancy dumb, missing out on all that needs, that really you can miss out on. You know, Jesus said, what would it profit a man if he gained the whole world?
Lost his soul.
You know, I don't know none of this is going to be in this message. I ain't got where I'm going this message.
Right.
But you know what? They're living those kind of lives. They're trying to get earthly praise. earthly gain.
Yep.
And they're not thinking rashly. They're not thinking eternity. They're just thinking about like Frank Sinatra, and I did it my way.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, you better be careful about that your way stuff. God, the great giver, gave life to all. Not only did He give life, but He gave them a place to live it. He gave them everything that's needed to live. And man gave to God in return complaining, murmuring, and denial. God gave mankind a second chance when He gave His Son. And the Bible said in Romans chapter 6, verse 23, that the wages of sin is death.
That's right.
But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Savior.
Amen.
He that hath the Son has life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. It's simple. God, the great giver, gave life to all. Gave them a place to live. Gave them space to live. And told them they need to repent and receive His Son on this short life. And they're going to live down here. It'll soon be gone. Amen.
Amen.
It's a simple message.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Oh my God, the great giver. He didn't just give Brother Eddie life, Brother Eric. He gave Brother Eddie opportunity.
Amen.
Opportunity to have life and have it more abundantly. Man, I don't know. It's moving pretty good, though. We might have aliens.
Yeah, maybe invisible ones.
Well, I'll tell you now. God, the great giver, He gave all that pertains to this life.
Right.
Nobody got born without God. I know we're big now on abortion and all that stuff, and you know it's woman's body and all of that. But the Bible says that I don't know where that thing come from. Hey, I ain't gonna worry about it neither. Well, I'll find it here in a second. I didn't know I was going to be talking this way, so I'm trying to catch up.
Better get out of here, devil.
It's all right. He ain't no match for the ones up here helping me right now. I'll tell you right now. The Bible said in Psalm chapter 127, it says, "Lo, children are heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is His reward." You don't get children at Walmart. They're not in no aisle out there.
Right.
But we've got the mind of this world instead of the mind of God. And the most precious thing there is pertaining to life. I go to Walmart or whatever, and I see somebody with a child, and I'll go over and say, "Wait, take 50 cents for them right now." Some say, "I'll sell them cheaper than that." And others say, "They ain't for sale." But you know what?
Amen.
Those greatest blessings God gives.
That's right.
You hold that little bundle of flesh in your arms and you look at it. Man, I'm glad my mama was pro-life. Amen.
Amen.
I didn't get here by pro-abortion. I got here by pro-life.
Yes.
God wanted me to be born, Jerry. I wouldn't have got here.
Right. Right.
James, God wanted me to be born. I wouldn't be here. But God didn't just want me to be born. He wanted me to be born again.
That's right.
He wanted me not just to have life, but have it more abundantly, have eternal life, and that life is in His Son. I'm telling you, God,
everything
we need to make it a heaven. Amen.
That's right.
And all we do is complain, murmur, blame. Man, when I was growing up, Brother Jerry, God was mentioned in our house almost every day, but all it was, He got to blame everything. There wasn't no knocking on wood. It was blank to blank this, blank to blank that, blank to blank, 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 blank. That's all I heard growing up. I had a very godly grandfather. And living in the house of my mom and dad, it was like Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. My grandfather would show up and they'd just, "Oh, good to see you, Dad." That was my mother's father. "Good to see you, Dad." My dad, he'd say, "Good to see you there, father-in-law." Soon he'd leave. I wish he'd stay down there and quit coming up here. But they tried to put that little pious act on, you know.
Yeah,
and you know, it was kind of funny. I'm sitting there thinking, what's going on here? But he was a very godly man. He'd come in there sometimes and he'd pray for them. And I'm glad he never gave up.
That's
I remember at the age of 18 years old, he come up there, and I had a pass blue ribbon in my hand, had my shirt off. I was in my field. I seen him coming. I put that thing behind my back. Mm-hmm. He came up there and looked at me, and he said, "Horsefly." He called me Horsefly, Brother Mitchell, because I worried him to death. But he said, "Horsefly," he said, "I'm praying for you." He said, "I sure wish you'd get saved." And in my mind, I'm sitting there thinking, "Papa Ed, I'm 18, maybe 81. I want to live my life." See, that selfish thought. I want to live my life the way I want to live it. And then whatever's left, I'll give it to God. That's us. You may not think like that or want nobody to know you feel like that, but that's the way we are. We want to live lives apart from God that gave us the life that we now live. And I want you to know the grace of God, the goodness of God, ought to lead men to repentance just to think that God wanted them to live, have an opportunity, have eternal life, come live with Him in heaven. Amen.
Amen. That's right.
The great giver. He gave opportunity to all, Carolyn. He didn't turn none down.
That's right.
He wants all to come live with Him. He's got plenty of room up there.
Amen.
I hope we get crowded in this little church one day, and maybe we'll, I don't know, do something different. Right now, we got plenty of room here.
That's right.
And you know, one day, everybody goes to heaven, it's going to go to heaven, and there's still going to be room. You read that book of Revelation, and yet there's room. Amen. But God, He gives not just man a life, but He gave man a second chance, and that second chance in His Son. And you know, man, greedy man wants more. Amen.
Right.
let me put that in a little bit better perspective here. Let's read some scripture so you'll understand what greedy man wants more means. In Matthew chapter 20, I hate to read so much scripture, but I don't know no way to convey this thought that greedy man wants more than to read this parable right here. In Romans chapter 20, I'm going to read 15 verses. "For the kingdom of heaven is like a man that is a householder, which went out early in the morning to hire laborers into his vineyard. And when he had agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, he sent them into his vineyard. He went out about the third hour and saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and said unto them, 'Go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, I'll give you.' And they went their way. And again he went out about the sixth hour and the ninth hour, and did likewise. And about the 11th hour he went out and found others standing idle, and saith unto them, 'Why stand ye here all the day idle?' They say unto him, 'Because no man have hired it.'" They're hiring everywhere right now.
Right.
"He saith unto them, 'Go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, that shall ye receive.'
Right.
So when the eve was come, the Lord of the vineyard said unto his steward, 'Call the laborers, give them their hire, beginning from the last to the first.' And when they came that were hired about the 11th hour, they received every man a penny. But when the first came, they supposed that they should receive more, and they likewise received every man a penny." Now, here's the difference between God and us. "And when they received it, they murmured against the good man of the house, saying, 'These last have wrought but 1 hour, and thou hast made them equal unto us, which have borne the burden and heat of the day.' But he answered one of them and said, 'Friend, I do thee no wrong. Didst not thou agree with me for a penny?'" You see, God, He's always right. But men, they never let that go. They still want to contend with God. He said, "Take that thine is, and go thy way. I will give unto this last even as unto thee. Is it not lawful for me to do what I will with my own?" Listen, God, the great giver, it's His to give.
That's right. Amen.
"Is thine eye evil because I am good? So the last shall be first, and the first last. For many be called, but you chosen." Greedy man wants more.
Right.
I done more. I deserve more. You ought to be thankful what you got. Amen.
Right.
Worry about more. If God gives you more. Though the Bible said he that receiveth much unto whom much is given, much is required, you'll be thankful that you don't have a whole lot to be responsible over. Unto whom much is given, much is required. God knows what you can handle. Listen, I wasn't born a millionaire because I couldn't handle it. I'm right where God wants me to be. I need to learn how to be content with such things as I have. And if I could be faithful over a little, God can make me master over much. I'll tell you right now, every single millionaire was faithful with the little, and God blessed the little that he had. God knows what a weighty weight can handle. Learn how to be content with such things as you have. Godliness with contentment's great gain. Greedy man wants more. You know, two children playing, they both got the exact same toy, except they're different colored. And just because they're a different color, one of them will grab one. Mine, mine, mine. That's us, amen. Greedy man wants it all without giving any praise or thanksgiving. They want Xmas instead of Christmas. They don't want to give God their time. They don't want to give God their tithes. They don't want to give God their thanksgiving. Did y'all hear Joe Biden the other day? And I don't mean this the wrong way. He said, I did that. Was there any praise for God in there?
Right.
Was that a godless praise, Brother Mitchell?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I did that.
Right.
You see, he could have said, the Lord help me.
That's right.
Was able to, see,
amen.
See, y'all don't really get that, but when he said I did that, he excluded God from his accomplishment.
That's right.
Paul said, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me.
Right. Amen.
He said, I by myself. Jesus said, we couldn't do nothing without his help in John chapter 15. He said, without me, you can do nothing. But when you say, I did that, you're leaving the praise of God out. You're taking all the praise to yourself, all the glory to yourself. Let me read one more scripture here real quick. Matthew 21, real close to where I was. Should have left it. Thank you. I'll take every blessing I can get. Amen.
Amen.
Matthew chapter 21. Look at verse 33. Hear another parable. You know, the Lord taught a lot through parables. And we learn a lot through parables. He said, there was a certain householder which planted a vineyard and hedged it round about, digged a wine press in it, built a tower, then lent it out to husbandmen and went to a far country. When the time of the fruit drew near, he sent his servants to the husbandmen that they might receive the fruits of it. And the husbandmen took his servants and beat one, killed another, and stoned another. And again he sent other servants, more than the first, and they did unto them likewise. But last of all, he sent unto them his son, saying, they'll reverence my son. But when the husbandmen saw the son, they said among themselves, this is the heir. Come, let us kill him, and then let us seize on his inheritance. And they called him and cast him out of the vineyard and slew him. When the Lord therefore of the vineyard cometh, what will he do unto those husbandmen? And they said unto him, he will miserably destroy those wicked men, and will lend out his vineyard unto other husbandmen, which shall render unto him the fruits in their seasons. You see, Jesus, in that parable there, he's just teaching how greedy man is.
Right.
Man wants to somehow have a world without God, live a life without God, not give any praise to God, but breathe the air of God, eat the food of God, take the warm, nice climate change weather we got, and you know what? Just leave God out of all of it. That's what I'm trying to tell you today.
Right. Amen.
The Bible tells us that the way up is down. In 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6, it says, humble yourselves, therefore,
right. Amen.
Under the mighty hand of God. It's like this. We can never humble ourselves, James, but we can be humbled. God gave man space to repent. Man can repent. He'll have to humble himself to do it, Carol.
That's right. Amen.
I'm glad I did. Amen. I done bent my knee.
Thank
but those, Sister Joanne, that refused to bow their knee here, they're about there.
That's right.
Now that mighty hand of God,
amen.
I can just see them big tough guys. And God just takes that hand and says, you ready to bow yet? Pow! You know, he may not do it like that, but they won't have no problem bowing when they see him.
Right.
Bible says it's a fearful thing, fall in the hands of the living God. He's a consuming fire. I'm glad I done bowed my knee, Eric.
Amen.
I done got my humbleness over with, buddy.
Amen.
Hey, I walk before him in the beauty of holiness now. And I'll tell you right now, I know in him I have believed. I'm persuaded, buddy, he's able to do everything that I have need of him doing. Amen. I'm telling you, buddy, I'm not without no more. I've got everything I need. But under that mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Let me give you a good example of this. Let me give you a good example. I hate to do this, but this is the only way I know how to show us here. Go to Jonah chapter 4. Jonah chapter 4. If you can find that. Here, you got a man here that he's been told to do something. He refuses to do it. But in Jonah chapter 4, verse 4, you hear the Lord asking Jonah. He asked Jonah, doest thou well to be angry? And you know what? Jonah's mad. And the Lord's not going to leave him there in that little old pouting party he's having. So the Lord shows up, and here's what he says. He said, doest thou well to be angry? Now, you know, I remember one time I messed up real bad after that work, and I had a good godly brother I worked with. Brother, I'll spit his name out here in a minute. He sung here a while back, come in the door and sung two songs here. Chuck Barbie, thank you, Lord. Man, I'll tell you what, I've got to have a head examination. Can't remember that. Good old Chuck Barbie. Yeah. He come and asked me a question, fellas. He said, what do you think this verse means, Brother Eddie? Where it says, cast out your pearls for swine. I said, well, Brother Chuck, I don't know what it means. He said, well, I'll tell you what I think it means. I should not have reacted. He said, I think it means you shouldn't witness to everybody, but just to those that the Lord leads you to. I took that the wrong way, Brother Eric.
Right.
I said, Brother Eric, I'm going to witness to everybody that will stand still long enough for me to witness to, and then I got
right.
mad.
Amen.
That's one thing to say that, but I got mad. He knew I was mad, but he didn't say nothing right then, but he came to me a little later, gave me a chance to cool off a little bit there, Landon. He came up to me and he said, everything all right? It wasn't all right. I was mad as a wet hen. I was mad. But anyway, I got over it. Well, Jonah's the same way I was. He's mad. He don't want nobody to say anything. Don't nobody to confront him. And the Lord says, doest thou well to be angry? God notices he's mad.
That's right.
And look down there in verse number 5. Mm-hmm. So Jonah went out of the city. You ever seen somebody mad? Just leave me alone.
Yeah. Amen.
He's not only mad, but... But eventually, he just wants to be left alone.
Right.
So he goes out of the city, go out there to pout. You know how we are. Just leave me alone! You don't need to be left alone when you're mad.
That's right.
And I'm glad God didn't leave Jonah alone while he's mad.
That's right.
So he went out of the city and sat on the east side of the city. He's out there pouting. And there met him a booth. He's making him a place to pout. And sat under it in the shadow till he might see what would become of the city. He's kind of hoping to be somehow right in this. Now Jonah's got his righteous indignation. He thinks he's right. He thinks God's wrong. He's mad. God's kind of confronting him about his anger. He's gone out to pout. And he's kind of hoping somehow he'll end up being right. Don't the Bible say that God be true and every man be a liar? Well, he's about ready to learn the hard way that he's wrong and God's right. And you know, a lot of people are just like Jonah right here. This is a pretty good illustration.
Amen.
Look down there. Look down there in verse 9. And God said to Jonah, doest thou well to be angry? And we kind of left the gourd out here when he get back there. He said, I do well to be angry, even unto death. You know, God didn't leave him alone in his anger. Even though he went out, even though he made him a booth, even though he sat in there hoping, you know, that judgment would fall upon Nineveh. Verse 6 says, the Lord prepared a gourd and made it to come up over Jonah, that it might be a shadow over his head to deliver him from his grief. So Jonah was exceedingly glad of the gourd. Now God didn't leave him alone in his anger. God didn't leave him alone in his pouting party.
That's right.
God caused this little gourd to come up, Carol. Just to shade his old bald head like mine. He ain't got nothing up there, so the Lord put a little gourd over there. And Jonah's glad for the gourd. It kept his head from burning. It made him feel a little better that he's getting a little mercy from God. And you know what I'm preaching this morning? This is true about all of us. We've all been mad. We've all wanted to be left alone. You don't need to be left alone.
That's right. Amen.
Anger's like this right here. Bonnie Fye said, just nip it in the bud. Just get over it. Hey, I was shaving this morning, Mitchell, and I just slapped one little hair right there in that clip, and I cut about half my chin off. That little hair is still there. I just tell you, God is so gracious. He knows that little handle preacher's got too much peacock in him. I just gonna get that little hair out of that little clip and pick that side of that chin off. I got me some toilet paper bolted up, and I bled for every one 3 hours. I got up 2 o'clock this morning. I don't know what y'all do sleeping so long for. You can get up early, get blessed to God, get filled with the things of God. But anyway, Jonah, he thinks he's right. He's got his righteous indignation. He says, I do well to be angry. And he's saying, just like all of us do, it's your fault, not mine. I've done everything right. And if you love me, you put up with me, you'd understand what does God have to do? He sends down Jonah some comfort. That gourd gave Jonah a little comfort. Did y'all see any praise from Jonah for that gourd? Wasn't it crickets? He didn't say, thank you, Lord, for that gourd, did he? No. Just crickets, wasn't it? You see that goodness of God, he put that gourd there, Bonnie. Here Jonah is, he's just enjoying that gourd.
Yeah.
He's kind of getting over his little pity party a little bit. God said, enough of this. He created a worm. You know, sometimes God's got to teach us the hard way.
Right.
Something we ought to not have to go down that path, but unfortunately, I've been down it, and so have you.
That's right.
So God prepares a worm, verse 7, and when the morning arose the next day, and it smote the gourd that it withered, and it came to pass when the sun did rise that God prepared a vellum of the east wind, and the sun beat down upon the head of Jonah, that he fainted and wished in himself to die, and said, it's better for me to die than to live. I've been there, you have too. When you're young, you know, you wanted to be right and you're wrong. And I hope your parents loved you enough to give you a swift kick in the rear end. Tell you to grow up, dry it up, go clean your room, clean the bathroom, whatever they told you to do, go mow the yard, you know, go to the grocery store, whatever. We've all been there.
That's right.
Well, Jonah's just showing us just how bad it can get here. God's a great giver. No praise from Jonah. And then when God sends him his judgment, I just read verses 7 and 8, no repentance from Jonah, no confession from Jonah, no admittance of any guilt from self-righteous Jonah. You know, Proverbs chapter 21, verse 2 says, every way of man is right in his own eyes. The last verse of the book of Judges, which is about where we're at today, says, every man did that which was right in his own eyes. That's mentioned again, Judges chapter 17, verse 6. In Jonah's eyes, God was wrong. Thank God, God's merciful. I didn't get what I deserved. I got what I didn't deserve. And I am going to get where I'm going. Brother Jeremy, it's because of me, because of him. Because of what he did, I'm going to make it. The world, they don't want that. They want Jesus plus this. Jesus plus that. Or they don't want Jesus at all. Jesus said, I'm the door. John 10:9. If any man enter in, he shall be saved.
Right.
Acts 4:12, no other name given but the name Jesus.
Right.
We must be saved. Uh-huh. They won't try to go another way. God, the great giver,
uh-huh,
stretched out his hand.
Yes. Amen.
Said, let me help you. Uh-huh. I want your help. I'm fine. That's what I'm preaching about today.
Amen.
Unto us, a child is given. Unto us, a son was born. You know, there's a lot of people had Xmas yesterday, Brother. I had a Christ-filled Christmas.
Amen.
I just praised God all day.
Amen.
Listen,
amen.
Jesus may not have been born on December 25th. That's okay. It's a day designated to Him. As far as I'm concerned, Bonnie, I'm just going to praise Him.
That's right.
Not going to strain that, swallow camels. Sharon, I can't sing. I can't play the piano, but I'm still going to praise Him.
Amen.
I'm going to give Him glory.
Yes.
What's that old song say? Press along, glad soul, press along, giving out the message grand. Let it love, God's love, be your song. Press along to glory land.
Amen.
We're going to get there one day.
Amen.
Yes, we are.
Bless.
Man, whatever suffering we had to do down here, Carolyn, it'll just be a lot of affliction.
Amen.
Man, oh man, we see the wounds, and we will see them. John said, I saw a lamb as it had been slain. We'll see those wounds. We'll realize how great a price had to be paid.
That's right.
For us to make it to heaven, and Joanne will be so happy.
Yes.
Nobody to go to heaven complaining. Yes. Like Brother Jerry and Sister Carolyn just sung about, step by step.
Yes.
Won't be no restraint up there. Man, little James Jenner, he'll outrun me.
Right.
I may even out-sing Brother Eric up there. I got a feeling I'll be able to sing when we get up there. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Father, we thank You for the thought. Thank You for the message. Thank You that You are the great giver. Oh, praise Your name, Lord.
Yes.
Help this little church, Lord, to be big in the sight of God.
Yes.
We'll give You praise and glory for everything You do here. Lord, ask Your blessings upon all that's said and done in Jesus' name. Amen. I'd like to ask Brother Jerry, please. Sister Sharon, if she feels like it, maybe just a verse of invitation on him. I'd like to ask you to stand. You may not need to do a thing. But if you do need to do something, we'll give you opportunity here. I've been here long enough, pretty much know all of you in good standing with God. But if there is anything, well, I'm here for you. I'll pray with you. Can't pray for you, but I can pray with you.
Amen.
But it's an opportunity given to you. I don't know. I think that may have been a devil must have thrown that this morning trying to sidestep me. I don't know where that thing come from. Hallelujah.